Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about the continuous problem of losing weight and then gaining it back. Many of us have been on many diets and have lost weight and have been very pleased and then gained it back again, including some many more pounds. Tonight we talk about an innovative program at St. Luke's Hospital in which they feature two types of program for weight loss and maintenance. One type of program is called surgical, and the other is a weight management program. And tonight we're going to talk about the new direction program at St. Luke's Weight Management Center, which recently earned an Outstanding Achievement Award at the Robard Corporation's New Direction Conference in Memphis, Tennessee. My guests this evening are Kate Boardman, who is a master's with a registered dietitian and clinical coordinator of the Medical Weight Management Program, a board-certified specialist in obesity and weight management, who has 22 years of experience, the last 4 years at St. Luke's in the Allentown office location, and Terry Davis, who has 24 years experience as a nurse at St. Luke's and 12 years experience working in bariatrics. She works at St. Luke's Allentown campus with surgical weight loss patients. It is a pleasure to welcome Kate Boardman and Terry Davis to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome.
Thank you
very much.
So tell us, how does you have this outstanding weight management program that has received awards? There are two parts of the program. Is that right, Kate?
Yes, there are two parts of the program. We have had a very active surgical program, which Terry can elaborate on, for many years. And then just recently, about 4 years ago, we decided to add a medical weight management program, which is for patients who maybe do not qualify for surgery, maybe are not ready for surgery. And what we're very proud of is we have a comprehensive center. So you can come to our center, regardless of what your avenue you're interested in choosing. And our whole goal for you is for you to lose weight in a healthy way and actually maintain that weight. So we're a full-service center that can help you at any time.
And are you frequented by men and women?
Yes, men and women, yes. The only restriction we have is that you have to be 18 years or older.
And Terry, how about your part of the program?
Well, the surgical part of the program has been in existence since 2009. And we've grown from being just in the Allentown area at Citronia Road in St. Luke's Allentown, and we now have programs at our Monroe campus, our Warren campus, and we also see patients at the Sacred Heart campus. We see men and women. About 20% of our patients are men, and the rest are women.
And they seek a bariatric solution for the weight problem.
Right. Patients that suffer with multiple comorbidities, for instance, a patient that might have a BMI greater than 40 and also suffers with sleep apnea, hypertension, high cholesterol, those three diagnoses encompass what is called metabolic syndrome. And sometimes those patients need surgery to actually kickstart them and get them the weight loss that they need.
How about a person with diabetes?
Oh, diabetes is something that definitely can be improved, if not resolved, with surgery.
And how about high blood pressure?
High blood pressure can improve. Asthma, reflux disease, high cholesterol, all those conditions can greatly improve.
Now, when a person, does a person select themselves or they have to go to your department to be evaluated?
Well, the first step in our program is actually to come to an informational seminar where they're going to have education about what we provide. The surgeons take turns in doing the presentation, and they go through what procedures we offer. And some patients actually come to an info seminar and might not meet the criteria. And with the medical arm of our program, we're able to then refer them to the medical portion. Their BMI might not be quite high enough to qualify for surgery, and so they do have an option if they come to our center to seek medical weight loss.
And when they come to the medical weight loss, how do you help them?
Sure. So how you can be engaged in our medical program, you do not need a referral from your primary care, but often I would say 80% of our patients are referred from their primary care. Their weight may have been increasing over the years, or maybe they got a lab value back. Maybe they're pre-diabetic or their hypertension is out of control. They would meet with a medical provider. At that point, we have three different avenues that you can go in our program. We have an intensive lifestyle intervention program, which is a 12-week program. It's for someone who needs support. It's very interactive. You meet weekly in our center. You work one-on-one with a dietitian for meal planning. We have an exercise component. And we also teach weekly classes where you will have behavioral topics, nutrition topics, and exercise topics.
Give us an example of behavioral topics.
We would see one of our topics would be stress eating, maybe eating triggers, emotional eating. So we really talk about, you know, you've been eating a certain way for 20 years, and we don't know really why. I come home and snack from maybe 8 o'clock at night while I'm watching TV till midnight. I'm not really hungry. I've just had dinner, so there must be maybe an underlying reason of why. You know, why am I snacking? So sometimes we use food as a soother. So we really help patients for the first time realize, you know what, I'm truly not hungry while I'm eating this. Maybe I need to dive a little deeper and find out the reason why. So we find, I would say, 60 to 70% of our patients may have a behavioral component that then, affects their eating pattern. So we help them with that as well.
So do you guide them as to the types of food that they should
yes.
be eating?
Mm-hmm. You'll have a 60-minute visit with a dietitian who will do a complete nutrition assessment. And we really like to help patients. There's not a one-size-fits-all. So we're going to look at your day and help you meal plan. We want this to stick. We don't want this to be a diet that you follow from, say, March 1st to March 31st, and then we're off of it. So we really want to focus on lifestyle changes rather than, say, you're on a diet, per se.
And how about the person who goes through bariatric procedure? Do they also get this kind of coaching in terms of food selection and planning, et cetera?
The patients that come through for a surgical procedure have an in-depth evaluation by a dietitian and a social worker. And then some patients actually have several months to complete prior to going to surgery. And as a program, we have requirements that the patients have to go through as well. They are taught about different things, the ways of eating. Surgically, it's a little bit different. We focus on volume of food as opposed to calories and things like that. And they start out with a minimal amount of food and work their way up gradually over the course of the year. But patients in the surgical program and the medical program have the same type of problems. Like Kate said, you go home, you're snacking in the evening for no reason whatsoever. And surgical patients have to get over that as well. So we do have a staff of social workers and dietitians. And patients have the use of those two professions throughout their process.
Well, I know I'm. We're talking, by the way, we're meeting with Kate Boardman, who is the clinical coordinator of the Medical Weight Management Program and is a board-certified specialist in obesity and weight management at St. Luke's Weight Management Center, and Terry Davis, who has 24 years of experience as a nurse at St. Luke's and 12 years experience working in bariatrics. And we're talking about the very significant and wonderful weight management program developed at St. Luke's Weight Management Center. I want you to know that I am familiar with all these forms of problems with diet. And one of the things that I did was I gave up the scale.
Mm. Mm.
And the reason I did that was because whenever I went on a diet, mm-hmm. and I went on the diet, either one of two things might happen. I might get on the get on the scale, and I was very good and behaved very well and did not eat, you know, anything improper, and I didn't lose a pound.
Mm-hmm. Very familiar.
And then when I saw the result on the scale, I was like, I've been so good. I deserve a better result than that. And then I would get off and eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I often ask patients, you know, is it a motivator or a frustrator?
Yes.
And if I would say the majority of the time it's a frustrator, then you definitely have to decrease the amount that, you know, it is a good tool for accountability, mm-hmm. but you have to know yourself and know if it's working for you or not. So,
well, I gave up the scale. I gave up the scale completely. I had one, and I know when I moved, I didn't take it with me. And the other thing was that I somehow or other either heard through listening to the radio about certain foods that were not helpful to the system. Things that are white flour, white sugar, and that could cause inflammation and increase a desire for more food, particularly the sugar. Sugar was like like some people are addicted to alcohol, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and yep. it just draws you on. Mm-hmm. So I gave up sugar and white flour, mm-hmm. and the scale.
Right, okay.
And I've been doing very well with it.
Oh, that's great. That's yeah, very good.
It's been very helpful. So tell me some of the kinds of problems, Kate, that you might see in the weight management program at St.
Sure. From a patient standpoint.
Sure.
When we sit down, basically, we really review their meal pattern. So often, I would say the consistent themes we would see are patients that skip meals. So maybe I wake up in the morning, I go to work, and maybe the first, I would say, meal I have is maybe at 2 o'clock. So what that sets us up for is actually affects our metabolism and the fact that we, you know, if we go for a long period of time, our body sort of slows down because it's looking for food. We run on fuel, and we're not giving our bodies any. And then by the time we sit down to have a meal, we're overly hungry, and then we eat fast, and then we eat almost too fast, so we consume more calories than needed. So our whole goal is to help you have, you know, for a patient to meal plan, food journal, and exercise, so they have a plan for their day. And I think we put food on the lowest. That's not a priority for a lot of people. Mm. You know, they eat where they are, what's there, and when they're hungry. So we try to make it more of a priority because we often take care of others, work, job, family. And from a personal standpoint, we don't think about our needs first for a patient. So we need to think of, you know what, I need to make what I'm having for lunch a priority today. I'm not going to skip it again. I'm going to work on, you know, making it balanced. And that's what the dietitians at our center will help you do.
So what you're doing is helping the person who comes to your program mm-hmm. learns to make themselves a priority.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. to understand that perhaps for them, if they make themselves a priority, mm-hmm. they'll learn to understand what they need to feel the best they can mm-hmm. for on a daily basis.
Exactly.
And well, that sounds very helpful. Mm-hmm. Terry, how does your program work with the bariatric selection?
Well, they will come in on their first visit and they meet with the dietitian and the social worker and kind of do similar things to the medical program. The dietitian, first of all, just to backstep a little bit, before they come for that initial visit, they fill out a food log and an emotional log. And then when they come to that appointment, the dietitian and the social worker review that. So they're looking at, like, okay, what is this person eating? And how can we adjust that? And the same thing with the emotional and the psychosocial part of that.
And we're going to talk more with Kate Boardman and Terry Davis from the St. Luke's Weight Management Center when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails. Discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 7 or wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening we're talking about a very important program that's available at St. Luke's Weight Management Center in the Lehigh Valley. My guests this evening are Kate Boardman, who is a master's degree and a registered dietitian and the clinical coordinator of the medical weight management program at St. Luke's Hospital. And Terry Davis, who has 24 years of experience working as a nurse at St. Luke's and 12 years experience working in bariatrics. And she works at the St. Luke's Allentown campus with the St. Luke's surgical weight loss patients. Now, tell me, how do people come to you?
Well, we advertise, of course, and patients looking for weight loss do a lot of research on the internet and probably come across our website. They can register for an info seminar.
Can you give us the website that they can look for?
The main St. Luke's website would be www.sluhn.org. And then they can look on that site for programs, and there is actually a weight loss program, and then they can click on that and get information about both programs.
Both programs. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very important. Is there a special siting for your program? Well,
since we're a comprehensive center, we're all underneath that one page, and through that page you can sign up for information sessions, and you can go to a surgical information session. You can do that online as well. But ours, for the medical program, we have those online soon as well, but also in person. So both can do that, and you can register online through the event calendar or call InfoLink. And at those sessions, they're going to get the broad spectrum of the whole program. So it'll be explained step by step, which each program entails. And I encourage patients to go to them, because once they get to our center, they have a very good idea. It's just an educational session that they would really benefit from.
Give us the information again that we can look up on the computer and get information.
Sure. So it would be the same one, www.sluhn.org, and it's going to be weight management would be the tab or the actual search word, and that will bring up our page. And it reviews all of our staff, all of our medical providers. It's very, very enlightening.
Yeah. There's also the opportunity on that website to do an online informational seminar where somebody who does not have transportation to get to those info seminars at this particular times, they can take the informational seminar online in English and in Spanish.
Well, that's very important. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of somebody who's worked with the bariatric program?
Well, we have many different spectrums of patients that have diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea. Those patients are suffering with severe comorbidities and usually will seek some type of weight loss opportunity to get more healthy.
Can you give us a personal story?
Well, I myself am a bariatric surgery patient. Prior to having surgery, I suffered with prediabetes, hypertension. I had two bad knees. And in May of 2004, I actually had gastric bypass and have lost 147 pounds. Oh. But recently have had a little bit of weight gain, so I now do partake in the medical side of our program, which is very beneficial, and we're very lucky to have that part of the program in the entire program.
And did you find that participating in the bariatric procedure, did that help your overall health?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I am no longer pre-diabetic. I have not taken blood pressure medication since 2 weeks after surgery. And my knee that I needed replaced, I did not have to get replaced. So my health has improved greatly. And I would do it again in a heartbeat if I had to, but hopefully I never do.
Wonderful. Now, I have a practical question. Sure. That many people will be wondering. If you make a choice for bariatric surgery, does insurance cover it?
You have to actually do some investigating in your insurance plan. But on this day and age, we find very few insurance companies that don't cover it. Now, you may have a deductible, you may have a co-insurance payment, but for the most part, very, very few insurance companies don't cover bariatric surgery.
And how about in your part of the program, Kate?
Sure. The medical part, the insurance company, for the most part, will pay for your copay to see a provider. So it just like going to see your endocrinologist, your cardiologist, your pulmonologist, because we are deemed a specialty group. We have programs that are out-of-pocket fees as well. So we sort of have a combination.
Can you give us an example of out-of-pocket?
Sure. So for our lifestyle intensive program, there's a monthly fee for that. And then we have other services such as to see a dietitian. We have bundle packets where you could come in and see a dietitian. Say you purchase 3 visits, and then you can space those out monthly. So maybe I need that accountability. I get a meal plan on my first visit, but then I need follow-ups, say, the next month and the next month. So
there are you have basically 3 visits with the dietitian.
Mm-hmm. We have many visits. We have many options.
Many mm-hmm. options.
Many options.
And that you just gave one option,
just
which
gave
was
one example.
Yeah, one mm-hmm. example. Very yeah. good. Can you give any examples from your practice of people who have participated and their success or failure?
Sure. We definitely, have had patients that have gone through the lifestyle intensive program. They tend to lose, 1 to 3 pounds per week. We've had a patient who lost up to 100 pounds, which is exciting. And we, keep in touch with them. The one thing I will say with our program is accountability. So most studies will show that if you keep in contact with a medical provider, be it a doctor, dietitian, social worker, exercise physiologist, your chances of maintaining your weight loss drastically increase. So we do see patients that lose, but we also see patients that regain. And usually people that regain, I would give an example of the patient that lost 100 pounds. Recently, they might have regained 30, which they did. Life got in the way, and guess what else crept back up? The behaviors that we had worked on them with. So, the night snacking or the thing. So now that patient has reached back out to us, which I think what we're trying to build is a safe environment that patients want to return. Other programs, weight loss programs, if you don't meet the guidelines, not that you're shunned, but we want a warm, caring environment. And the biggest thing is we're evidence-based. Every recommendation we give a patient, whether it be surgical or medical, is evidence-based so that it's a safe way to lose weight. And that's what we really mm-hmm. promote. So patients know that, hopefully, so that they feel comfortable coming back to our program to help them with whatever challenges they endure.
So it sounds like you're saying that you have a research-based program.
Exactly.
Based on findings mm-hmm. that have been found to be successful
exactly.
and helpful mm-hmm. To those people who are willing to participate and abide by the guidelines.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yes.
mm-hmm. And that's a big one. Abide by the guidelines.
Right. And we also say, we're going to have days that we don't do well. And there's going to be periods in your life that you get off track, life events, stressors. And, through those times, our goal is maintenance. And then, we kind of help them through those issues as well.
So it sounds like a very comprehensive program.
Yes,
definitely. Mm-hmm.
A very comprehensive program where you're participating with other people. Mm-hmm. And is there group sharing?
Oh, yes. We have support groups on the surgical and the medical side that are free. That we've had really good support with that from the behavioral aspect as well.
How about from the weight management without the bariatric? Mm-hmm. Are there support groups there
too? Yes, we have support groups as well.
Mm-hmm. And how often do they meet?
We have a monthly.
And on the surgical side, we have 4 support groups a month at our different locations. And
give us an example of the different locations.
We have support group at our Monroe campus, at our Warren campus, at our Sacred Heart campus, and at our Allentown campus. So they have their options, and there's spaced out in the community. So if you live closer to Monroe, you have the opportunity to go there. There are different times of the month, but we do offer them 4 times a month and a variety of topics from exercise to psychosocial topics, similar to what the medical program provides as well.
That's very interesting. And people are free to, once they sign up, they can come.
They don't even have to sign up. They can go on the website. They can actually see when our...
Give the website again.
The website is www.sluhn.org. And again, you would look up weight loss, and that would bring you to the weight loss page, and you can find out the information about both programs and both sets of support groups.
Well, I think that's very exciting, and the fact that you have choices, mm-hmm. and it's important that everybody seems to be treated with individual,
yes,
and an individual analysis mm-hmm. rather than lumped together in one mm-hmm. in one sum.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And that's very important. Can you give us an example of somebody who has come through the program and has been successful?
Sure. I've had patients that have lost up to, 50 or 60 pounds. They've just basically reduced their calorie intake. And they were maybe a meal skipper before. So they maybe skipped breakfast and lunch. but now we have them on an actual plan. The main thing would be, I would say it's almost a triangle for success sometimes. So we have meal planning would be one end, your food logging. Food logging, I can't stress more, because if we don't know the calorie intake that we have or what foods we're choosing, frustration begins, because as you said, we get on the scale, we don't see the numbers move, but we really can't, we want to help that patient know what they're intaking. So we want to write down, that's the key to mindfulness, what are we eating, where are we eating it, and why. And then the other cornerstone, I would say, part of that triangle is exercise, because all studies show that if you maintain a certain level of exercise, you have an increased chance to maintain your weight loss. So many people exercise to lose weight, but we say, that is a goal. You'll increase your rate of loss, but how you really maintain your weight is to exercise throughout your lifetime. So we really emphasize that as well, those three things.
And so just go over the three things. Just list the three things again.
So one would be meal planning. We need to know what we're going to eat on a daily basis. We can take it day by day. It doesn't have to be extensive. The other would be food logging, whether on an app or just manually writing down what you're eating. People lose weight weekly by that. Just the mindfulness, and then exercise. So those three things we really are sort of the cornerstone.
Very good.
And I would have to reiterate what Kate is also saying, is that in the surgical portion of the program, we emphasize the same thing. And when she was talking about staying connected, that is a big part of the surgical side as well. And we see that when patients continue to come to support group, continue to have their follow-ups, they maintain their weight loss much longer than patients that, drop off and never come back even for follow-ups. So follow-ups and staying connected. We have a Facebook page that patients can join. And the more they stay connected, the more successful they will be in the long term.
Well, I want to thank you, Kate Boardman and Terry Davis from the St. Luke's Weight Management Center New Direction Program, for helping us to take charge of our lives by helping us to understand that when it comes to weight reduction management, St. Luke's New Direction Program offers the option of bariatric surgery or the non-surgical option of the New Direction Program. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.